Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Isaac R. from San Diego.
Right on, thanks. I'm Isaac. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 20th, 2010. So I just have a little over a couple of years, and for me, thanks, buddy. There's a lot of people here. I wasn't really nervous at first until the meeting started, but thanks, Larry, for asking me to share for 10 minutes. It's kind of an extended, maybe only share for 3 to 5, but 10's good. What it was like for me was I liked to drink a lot, and I liked to run from like my own emotional immaturity, which I didn't really even realize that I had until I stepped into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous through, you know, a series of arrests and the court kind of nudging me with court cards to get into AA, which I didn't do even when they did that. You know, like they gave me cards and I just forged them for a while. But thankfully, my counselor at the SDSU Foundation had like 19 years at the time, and I knew she knew I was bullshitting, but she, I don't know, sorry. She knew I was full of baloney, and I was open enough in my groups that she thought maybe that I'd be open to something different. So she asked me if I'd go to a men's meeting, and she found me one on a day off that I had, and I ended up on a Monday night men's group that I've been going to since I got sober. That really kind of turned me on to something that worked for me, and I found myself in a room of Alcoholics Anonymous with other men. Now, for me, I mostly go to men's meetings just because I don't know. I guess I get distracted in mixed meetings, and I'm not paying attention to what I, you know. And that's just what works for me. Like I need. This is what I found that in my short period of sobriety, this is what I need. I need to be in a room where I can be honest with myself and with others and just find people that I can look up to. And the least distractions, the better for me. So, you know, I ended up in AA and, I just started to follow the lead of the people that I saw in front of me. I've always been somebody who, you know, I watch other people. I've always been kind of a watcher, like see what's going on. I think it's because, there's a lot of fear. You know, I have a lot of fear. I have a lot of fear of not being good enough, not being, you not liking me or you not thinking, you know, whatever it is. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about like how I got into AA and, you know, I didn't live in a bush, you know, like, for a while, I thought maybe that didn't make me an alcoholic. Like, I don't know. I didn't live in a bush, and I had a job. I could always keep a job, but, you know, I left home at 15, and I was just pretty much off and running, drinking and drugging and trying to figure out what, you know, changing relationships and jobs and locations. I moved from Chicago to here to South Carolina, back here, like all over the place, seeking some sort of peace and serenity, and I never found it, like, until I found my way into the rooms of AA and started to see that, you know, through, you know, watching other people and the people that I saw doing good things, like, you know, they're making suggestions to me, like, you know, keep coming back. Like, that was the first thing I could take in. So, okay, I'll keep coming back. I mean, they also said, why don't you come to dinner? But I wasn't doing that for, like, first couple months, you know, not until I knew they weren't trying to pull something over on me, but... once I started, you know, watching the people that were doing it and people had nothing, you know, the people in the rooms of AA had nothing for me but love, like, and it's interesting, I've heard, you know, I hear some of the people I'm with say AA will love you till you can love yourself, and it's interesting because I still feel like I have to rely on the people in my program to love me because oftentimes I don't feel like I'm doing enough and I'm hating on myself all the time, and that's kind of interesting to me, I think. It's like, I'm my own worst enemy, and like, you know, if I don't do what's suggested to me, which has been, you know, the things that I do, thank you, the things that I do in my program now is I read the book. You know, that was the first thing that I did with my, you know, I got a sponsor. My first sponsor didn't really work out. So someone suggested I ask someone else, and I got this sponsor. We read the book, and we did the steps according to how they are designed in the book. And at that point, I had something new. I had a new, you know, some new tools for myself. I had a new awareness to what my life has looked like over time. I was able to see things that I couldn't see before. Basically, through, you know, I grew up in a religious home, and I couldn't, it was really difficult for me. I was actually pretty much absolutely anti-religion, and to find that when I could see the steps, and the minimum requirement for AA is to believe, you know, came to believe, you know, there's a higher power that's out there, and spirituality is just seeking something outside of myself for answers, and the minimum requirement is the group. Like, I could get with that, you know, and that I could you know, really kind of define my own higher power, and no one was going to tell me what I needed to believe. And that was good enough for me. Not, you know, I didn't necessarily have to believe in God, but that I'm not God, I could really, you know, I can get on that kind of idea, because, you know, especially at a time like this, you know, like, so about 12 years ago, I was writing Christmas cards to people, and I haven't done it since. And but this year I did. Like, I got these Christmas cards, and I found myself writing, you know, so I have a Christmas card, and I'm writing messages to people on the back of them. And I had, like, a couple hundred of them, and I've been giving them out to my clients and stuff. I do hair, so, like, I give them out to my clients, and I'm giving them out to my friends and my AA people. And, you know, I'm writing these things out, and on every one I'm, like, sitting there, and it was almost like, you know, when I'm miserable, people are like, oh, write a gratitude list. I'm like, oh, for 7 days in a row, you'll see. I'm like, I never could really do that perfectly, but I'm sitting here writing what I'm grateful, you know, to each individual, giving them cards, and I'm, like, writing about, like, it's been great getting to know you or whatever. You know, I'm grateful for this about you. And the way that that made me feel, just to be able to not think about myself, but to think about, you know, how grateful I am for someone else, that's something that I've learned here. Like, I am grateful to be able to speak here in front of you guys. I'm grateful to be able to come to AA meetings and to be sober and to be able to pick, you know, I'm grateful to have a driver's license, to be able to pick people up at meetings that don't have a car or are new, people that just need to hang out. Like, these are things that I was not capable of doing before. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, to be able to do that kind of stuff is really different for me. And I think that's what my, you know, that's what's happened to me in Alcoholics Anonymous. And, like, coming around here has raised a new awareness to, like, what my life can be like and what I can see that I could not see before. Like, I don't really have to run anymore, because if there's something going on, I've seen that and I've heard that it's better to get people that I can relate to, that I see in meetings, talk to people with time, talk to people without time. I've taken suggestions of calling people regularly. And what that's done for me is when I'm not feeling good or I have some idea that I think might not be the best, I can call these people and they pick up the phone, you know? Like, that's not something, you know, people didn't necessarily want to talk to me all the time before. I was kind of a taker and a user, and I drank regularly with a marker in my pocket, and I drew on a lot of people. So, like, you know, I don't know what that means. All I know is the people that I'm around now, like, I appreciate people now, and I have real gratitude, and my you know, I'm just so thankful to be able to come to rooms like this and you know, be nervous or whatever it is, or feel comfortable, but to know that, like, you know, I have something that's, you know, I have a disease of alcoholism, and there's a way that it never goes away, and there's a lot of people who are willing to help me through it, and I can see that there's new people coming in all the time, and I can help them too, and that's going to help me, and, like, that just kind of thing is different and new, and I'm super glad to be here, and definitely glad to be in this meeting. But at the holiday times like this, it's just a great family to have when I don't really, you know, I don't really communicate with my family. But it's really nice to have a family and be able to feel love and be able to feel grateful for other people. And that's just that's something that I really didn't have before. And like to be able to hug it out with people that I don't know or whatever it is. But and that they feel there's like this like new but real like emotion and this real connection that I have with people that share the same type of misery that I once had. Like I, you know, that's pretty cool to me. So, you know, I don't know. My 1 minute card came up like 2 minutes ago. I don't know. Thank you very much.